Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Welcome back to the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce radio program. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, and we are so happy to have you join us here on the radio here on 6 stations on Intercom. And, you know, we run our program at different hours, and so we appreciate our partnership with Intercom and the opportunity to interview and highlight so many important news items, including what's going on with Houston's fire department. And we're so happy to have with us my friend and certainly a great leader here in the Houston area, and that is Chief Sam Pena. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Murillo.
You doing okay today?
We're doing well. Thank you for having me.
Well, absolutely. Always. And first of all, congratulations to you and the entire fire department for all the great work that you guys do every day to protect us and to make sure that we're safe. And we appreciate that. We know that it's a very tough profession, and it comes with a lot of risk. And to the families that every day are there supporting the firefighters, we want to extend our thanks to them as well.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you're right. You know, we have some outstanding employees. We have some very dedicated personnel that show up every day and do the most excellent job for this community and the health and safety. And I couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, and on that note, we know that recently Houston once again has unfortunately gone through a very, very big fire, warehouse fire, and so many people and homes were devastated, destroyed, and are still dealing with that. And so it brings up the question for those folks that are listening is, what are we doing to strengthen the hazardous substance storage situation that specifically seems to be the reason behind that most recent fire?
Yes. Well, you know what, Dr. Moody, you're correct. Look, we had a terrible incident where an explosion at Watson Grinding happened on January 24th, about 2 weeks ago. And unfortunately, it claimed the lives of two employees, injured many others, and really caused a lot of destruction in the neighborhood and surrounding that facility. And look, we have... The issue is, you know, we are the energy capital of the world, and we have a lot of these agencies and facilities that that are doing processes and managing materials that on their own are hazardous, but they're a necessary evil, so to speak, to provide, you know, for the energy that we all consume. Watson Grinding. The issue with Watson Grinding and the concerning part is that it wasn't classified as a hazardous industry, as a hazardous materials facility, you know, because it didn't meet a certain threshold. And the EPA set certain thresholds for reporting requirements of chemicals that are stored and handled at these facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's those thresholds may make sense in more sparsely populated areas of the country. But we need to take a look at a little bit closer on whether it makes sense in a high-density urban environment like we have here in Houston. I believe that there's conversations to be had and where we can make some progress in lowering some of these thresholds for reporting and safeguarding some of these chemicals, because they exist throughout our community.
So those conversations, pardon for the interruption, but those conversations with the EPA would be conversations with our county judge, the mayor, the fire department, who all would be involved in those conversations?
Absolutely. Look, there's different levels that need to be addressed. Certainly, I believe there are things that we can do here at the local level through local ordinances where we can strengthen some of the reporting requirements, some of the permitting requirements, and as we establish certain thresholds. There are some things that need to happen at the state level to ensure that we are not preempted from doing some of the things that we believe are important to safeguard our community and our residents here. And so that conversation needs to happen at the state level as well. And then, you know, at the federal level, again, you know, the federal thresholds that are in place may serve well for the industry, but we should have the discretion and the authority here locally to be able to strengthen some of those items, maybe lower some of the thresholds where it requires additional scrutiny on some of the processes that are happening in some of these facilities. And I believe that, you know, doing that, being more open and transparent with what is going on and what exists within our community, making that information available to our public will not only make us safer, but it'll allow the residents to participate in the emergency planning process, and which is critical.
Well, absolutely so, and we'll stay on top of that. And I know you and your team, the mayor and the county judge and others, are most definitely staying on top of that, having those conversations to make sure that all Houstonians are safe, or at the very least safer, right? So
absolutely,
we'll continue to stay on top of that. Certainly, something that folks want to talk about is the election, and Mayor Turner was successful in becoming our mayor for the second term. And
right.
On that note, we know that there's still conversations which are ongoing with the fire department, pay raise, the union, et cetera. Can you give us an update on where those talks are?
Absolutely. So yes, you know, the mayor was successful in his reelection. You know, I think it's a good thing for Houston, provides a lot of stability in moving forward. You know, in regards to the pay issue, we have, you know, unfortunately that issue is in the court system right now. There is a lawsuit for an impasse for the 2017 contract, and which is still in the courts. And my stance on that is that you know, in order for us to move forward and get the firefighters the pay raise that they need to bring them up, to bring the salaries up to market average, that needs to happen at the collective bargaining table, not in the courts and not at the ballot box. The most efficient way to do that is to remove that item from the courts, get control of it, sit back at the table between management and labor, and hammer out a contract that is respectful of the firefighters, but is also respectful of the taxpayer. And I think we all want that. I know I certainly want the best for our firefighters, and I think the best way to move forward, the most efficient way to move forward and get them the pay raise that they need, get this issue addressed, and start working on the bigger items that we also need to address is to have a significant and productive conversation at the collective bargaining table. Because right now, unfortunately, you know, the only ones that are getting paid are the attorneys. And if we leave it in the courts, that is not, it's going to be a long-term issue. And there is no reason for that, because I think that there are ways to sit down at the table, address the issues that the firefighters want addressed, as well as the city administration, and then hammer out a good contract where we can start getting our firefighters paid, getting the wages that they deserve, and move forward in a more efficient way.
Well, we're all hopeful that that is the case. and that this gets resolved as quickly as possible. And certainly, as you mentioned, to be respectful of the firefighters and all municipal employees. And so we continue to, you know, look forward to that being resolved and are certainly very interested in an outcome that is suitable to all parties. So we appreciate the update. We thank you for your engagement in the community. You've been so active, so involved, representing the Houston Fire Department and making sure that the community has access to you and the fire department. So thanks for all you do, and special thanks from Nachita and everyone, you know, in the Latino community for all that you do and all that the Houston Fire Department does every day to protect us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Murray, and thank you for what you do, and thank your audience for listening. And, yes, look, we're focused on the health and safety of this community, health and safety of our firefighters, and we hope to move forward in the proper manner.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
And we'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.